Good afternoon. Thank you for calling SunStreet. How may I help you?
Hi, Attorney Jalen at extension 1008.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It looks like she's on the phone right now. Do you want to hold for her?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
SunState sells capacity terminal tractors. No matter how much muscle you need, whether you are shuffling trailers on your lot or hauling a commercial airliner, Capacity offers a terminal tractor model to suit every need in every situation. Models
yeah, I'm on hold
with DOT specs or off-road specs, and are available in diesel, CNG, or LNG engines. Speak with a SunState representative for more information on our terminal tractors.
For the past 10 years, IC Bus has held strong as the best-selling bus manufacturer in the industry. Why? Because at IC Bus, we design our vehicles to protect the people that ride them, and it means giving them a vehicle with a better design, better engine solutions, and better service and support. When you buy an IC Bus from SunState Bus Centers, you're buying years of dependability, safety, and performance.
We can always just justify it.
SunState International services all types of equipment, including warranty service for Cummins and International engines, as well as Eaton, Fuller, Meritor, Spicer, and Allison transmissions. Our ASC-certified technicians can service all makes of trucks, tractors, and trailers, as well as perform DOT inspections, so you don't wind up on the roadside losing time because of a DOT violation. Please ask us to speak with one of our service representatives today.
Hi, Dennis?
Hey, how's it going?
I just got saw your email. I was on the phone. I've been out there. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I actually need to pull your file up in my system, too. No hurry.
Yeah. You're with Bank of Cardiff, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I had a couple of questions. I had a deal that I'm looking for, pretty good interest rate on this deal. The customer has a 717 Beacon score. He was already approved with BMO Harris, but they just were asking for too much down because he had already gone to another bank, another dealership, and when they approve for one dealership, they have to approve, match the approval. And that approval, they had done at 20% down because the truck didn't work out well. Yeah. So, but we're looking for about $90,000. He is a first-time buyer. He does own a home. He does have a Beacon score of a 717 on Equifax. He has 21 years of driving experience, so he's got a CDL. He's got his haul reference on the credit application and everything here. But we're looking, the key is a decent term and with a small down payment of only about $8,000 on $90,000. Is that something that you can do? I mean, I don't want to send it and have him shopped around.
Yeah, I mean, usually for a down payment, all we need is just a first month's payment, last month's payment, and those go towards the loan itself. So most people are okay with that. She's got 20 years.
Are you talking about a lease or are you talking about financing?
We can do financing. We should be able to do an equipment finance agreement for him. If he prefers a lease, like a dollar buyout or something, or term residual, I can do that as well.
He doesn't want a lease. He doesn't even want the lease verbiage on there. So but he's looking for financing.
Okay, so it'd be an equipment finance agreement, so there's no buyout or anything like that. Just first month, last month up front, and he owns the equipment once it's paid for.
Even though he's a first-time buyer?
Right. Yeah, we can still do an equipment finance agreement for first-time buyers, definitely. I guess my concern is that how long has he been in business? You said 21 years driving. Does he own the company, or is he
the sole proprietorship? No, he doesn't have a company. It's in his own name. Individual. He doesn't have a corporation.
Gotcha.
Have a corporation?
No, not necessarily. I do sole proprietorships all day long. Is it in the state of Florida as well?
Yes, he's in Maine City.
Mm-hmm. Does Florida require you to? I don't think they require a business license, do they?
No.
Okay. Most of the time, I can use their assumed name or a fictitious name filing to prove the time of business. So he's probably had to do that.
You can call his hall references, too. I mean, and verify at the hall with the with who he's been working for. And if he needed longer, we can get some information.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem. And this is his first vehicle in his fleet, then? He's been leasing before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's always been driving for another company.
Gotcha, and he just provided the...
They provided the equipment. Mm-hmm.
You know what? We just started doing a program not too long ago that I think he's going to qualify for that because I just have to prove at least 2 years time in business or 2 years of him driving, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want, I can give him a call. Otherwise, I can try to look that up online. What's his name? Or his or her name?
Craig Olaf. I mean, I can send the credit application and the vehicle order and the specs of the truck to you. I can scan them and email all of that to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Before I did any of that, I just wanted to make sure that it was something that you think you can do, and can you use our credit application also?
I can use your credit application, yes. Yeah, we don't need a signed one here from us. The signed loan documents in the end are all we really need. So.
Okay. So I have one credit application that looks clear. I'll send that, scan that. With the one behind it has a signature on it. It's just that one was faxed to us, so that it's not as clear, but you can see at least that there's signatures on it.
Perfect. Okay, that works.
Okay.
That'll be
so
fine.
The amount here, I'm going to go ahead and cross through the down payment then here. So you can see the amount of finance is $90,200. Total invoice, I'll circle that. Total invoice.
And this would be for?
For an individual owner-operator. So you do individual owner-operators?
We do. And that's for
interstate? Over the road. It's
over the road, okay. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it is over there. 2015 ProStar. Mm-hmm. With an ProStar. ISX engine. Mm-hmm. And I'll send the specs on it, too. And he's putting an APU unit on it, an APU on it, and that APU is $10,500 itself. I'll send that to you also because I got an invoice for that, the $10,500. Because we had really reduced the sale price on this from $79,900, but with the APU unit on there, it brings it back up to $84,500.
Gotcha. You know what? I just found that email for the pilot program we're running, and it looks like the maximum approval size is $50,000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The dollar amount's not going to kill it, no.
Yeah, it says long-haul companies, interstate, and single operators, which require their basic application, bank statements, and a personal financial statement. We're good there, but then just says the maximum approval size is
$50,000.
I don't know, is he willing to go lower on a vehicle that you guys have out there?
This is
just kind of set on that one. I was going to say we could maybe do... that probably wouldn't work. I mean, we have working capital loans we can do on top of that, but they're short term, probably maybe a year in length, and I don't know if they'll do it unless he has an actual business license. Because they're. Don't know if I've ever done one of those, but I think that might be the only issue is just the cost. Everything else we have in place, though.
Yeah, well, I don't want to send it for $50,000 to $90,000. That's a $40,000, almost double.
Almost twice the value of the vehicle.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll keep looking. I'm trying to find a place that can do it.
Yeah, I'll ask some more questions around here, too, and see if there's a way around it as well.
Okay.
It's good collateral. It's a new vehicle. It's basically brand new, so.
Yeah. Well, it's 2015. It's not brand new. It's got 200,000 miles on it.
200,000. That's nothing in.
But on it's nothing. Absolutely not on a ProStar. But I just didn't want you to think it was brand new.
Gotcha. No, it's not a problem. I understood. Okay. Yeah. Let me ask some more questions, Lynn. I appreciate you thinking about me, and hopefully I can find a home for it here too.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.